Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse here with you, and joining me today, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing?
Pretty good. It's a good Tuesday as we're, you know, headed into the week, really getting into it.
Yeah, we're almost to December, getting close to the Christmas time, and now we've got another good episode of the Did You Know Show today. What do you got for us?
So I'm going to be talking about some acronyms that we actually see every single day, and probably most people don't even know what they are. So maybe, you know, you spotted these two letters on, it could be like eyeglass frames, mobile phones, appliances, any type of electronics, things like that. And it's the CE.
Okay.
And it looks more like a half circle. And yeah, the E is a half circle with a line in the middle. Yes. Doesn't look like a true C or E. But that's actually an acronym that stands for, and it's a French word, Conformité Européenne. And it stands for European compliance. And so if that symbol on it, it actually means that the item met the standard to be sold in the European Economic Area. So that's what the CE stands for on all those devices. I know I've seen it on appliances and on phones before also.
Just kind of says that it meets the standard.
Right. Safety protocol, the emissions, the type of material it's made out of, that type of stuff.
Cool.
Meets all those safety regulations, and that's how that does that. And then I have one more for us, and that is going to be the U. So a big one is definitely on ketchup. You see it. I actually remember seeing it on ketchup. But on a lot of these food products, you might have seen that letter U inside of a circle on the label somewhere. That's actually not a circle. It's an O. So what it is, it's O-U, and it stands for Orthodox Union Kosher. And if a specific product, food product, has that, it actually means that it is good for Jewish. It meets all of the Jewish dietary laws. So that's okay. How Jewish people
can
know.
It's easy to distinguish it.
Yeah, if it's something that they can eat. And then there's also one that can be marked OU and a dash with a D next to it. And that actually indicates that it does contain some dairy or was made with dairy equipment that handles dairy in the past, and people can know that that item is good kosher for the Passover. So that emblem in general,
yeah,
is really just for Jewish belief people,
yeah,
to be able to know that this is a item that they are able to eat.
Yeah, well, there you go. Makes sense. Yeah, I wouldn't have, you know, just kind of those things you just kind of pass over. You don't even think about it.
Yeah, never would have thought about it, but
so,
that is
cool.
That's what those things mean.
Okay, here's my did you know. Today we're going to talk about the United States geography.
All right.
So did you know that the geographic center of the continental United States is in a field in Kansas? That's exactly the midpoint of the United States geography.
Just in a field in Kansas.
Yes. So, you know, people consider themselves, they say, oh, our state is the heartland of America.
Right.
But where is actually the center of the United States? It is in a field north of Lebanon, Kansas, and not much really marks this place anymore, except there is a nearby historical marker noting that it's the location that has been determined by the U.S. Geological Survey as the point where a plain map of the 48 continental states would balance if it was uniform thickness. So it's the exact midpoint,
right,
of the United States. Now, there used to be a little bit bigger of an accolade. A few years ago, there was a motel that was built nearby and a souvenir shop so people could visit the center of the country. But the souvenir shop does remain in downtown Lebanon, Kansas. The motel has closed up shop, so it's not as big of an attraction as they were hoping for.
The center of the states wasn't that big.
Right, but I had to check out where that was, and it's about 4.5 hours west of us, about 275 miles. So if you just continue to just go west past St. Joe's for about 4.5 hours, you could get to the center of the continental United States.
Huh, that's pretty cool. It's not that far away.
Nope, not too far at all. So that's our Did You Know show for us today, talking about some acronyms on products and food and also the center of the U.S., just about 4 hours west of us here in Chillicothe, and it's in Lebanon, Kansas. That's our Did You Know show for you today. Come on back tomorrow for another exciting episode.